I'm as chair of the New York City Housing Development Corporation Board, calling the September 28th, 2022 board meeting to order. Please note that today's meeting is being held via WebEx in accordance with Chapter 417 of the laws of 2021, as modified by Chapter 1 of the laws of 2022. I would like the minutes to reflect the presence of a quorum. I believe we have a quorum, yes. And now I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting held on June 1st, 2022.
So moved.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye. Any opposed? The motion carries. We move now to the president's report. We'll hear from Eric Enderlin.
Thank you, Commissioner, and to all the members in attendance today. I'm pleased to be with you all today as we continue to push forward on our important work to make sure as many New Yorkers as possible have a safe, affordable place to call home. As you all know, we do this work at a particularly challenging economic moment in our history, faced with the pressures of persistent inflation, market volatility, and rising interest rates, contributing to the increased costs of materials, construction, and operations. These pressures are most notably felt by those we serve, New Yorkers across the city, whether it's individuals and families trying to make ends meet, our seniors who deserve to have a place to age in place, and of course, those struggling with or at risk of homelessness. Since we last met, the city unveiled Housing Our Neighbors, a blueprint for tackling our city's affordable housing crisis that for the first time puts public housing residents and those experiencing homelessness front and center. Through collaborative partnerships with HPD, NYCHA, and other agencies across city government, we're working on multiple fronts to make it easier and less burdensome for New Yorkers to secure affordable housing. I'm excited about this more holistic and human-centered approach to the housing ecosystem, which we see building upon the truly transformative work that HCC has long done in partnership with HPD and more recently with NYCHA. As we work together to formulate new and creative ways to do more with the limited resources we have to create or may have to create and preserve more affordable housing, make critical investments in our precious public housing stock, and protect our growing homeless population, many of us still feel the loss of our colleague, Rich Frohlich. It's hard for some of us to believe that it's been a year since Rich passed unexpectedly. His presence continues to be felt in many of the programs, policies, and structures that he helped to build and to shape. Turning to the agenda for today, following a report of the Governance Committee, I will present for your approval an amendment to the bylaws of the corporation, which will serve as a continuation of our recent efforts to improve our operations and to better align with the expansion of our team and our mission. I'll then present for your approval a series of appointments, including the appointment of a Chief Financial Officer of the corporation, a Senior Vice President of Capital Markets, and a Senior Vice President of Development. You'll then hear from First Executive Vice President Ruth Marrera, who will present for your approval two mortgage loans to support the rehabilitation of two affordable housing developments. Ruth will then present for your approval a declaration of intent resolution for the proposed Innovative Urban Village Phase 1B development. Lastly, a change with respect to the declaration of intent resolution for the proposed project to be located at 14402 135th Avenue in Queens, New York. This item has been removed from the agenda and will not be presented to the board for approval at this time. I'd like to say I'm proud of all that we've been able to achieve despite the myriad challenges we faced over the past few years. I want to thank the board, the incredible HDC team, and our partners for all you do each day to ensure we are addressing the evolving needs of our communities as they confront extraordinary economic and social challenges. New York City is a stronger, more resilient place to live thanks to your good work. Commissioner, this concludes my remarks. So with that, I will turn it back to you.
Thank you, Eric. And thank you for, the work you're doing in this difficult time with your team there. And we look forward to seeing you, I think it's tomorrow afternoon, to say hello to the team in person. I'm looking forward to that.
It'll be great to have you there. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Now we will turn now to a report from the Governance Committee. And for that, we will hear from Harry Gould.
Thank you. The Governance Committee met prior to this meeting at which time senior staff raises were discussed and approved, as well as terms of employment for two senior vice president officer appointments and amendments to the corporation's bylaws, which President Enderlin will present for the full board's approval later in this meeting. The actions of the governance committee with respect to the senior staff raises and terms of employment must be ratified by the HTC board.
Thank you, Harry. I'll entertain a motion to ratify the senior staff raises and terms of employment for two senior vice president officer appointments that were just approved by the governance committee. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? If not, the motion carries. Thank you very much. We now move to the approval of an amendment to the bylaws of the corporation. And for that, I return to Eric Enderlin.
Thank you, Chair. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve an amendment to the bylaws of the corporation, which provides for the reassignment of responsibilities of the chief operating officer to the chief financial officer and an executive vice president. This amendment is a continuation of our work over the past couple of years to reorganize the corporation's senior staff to keep pace with the needs of our growing team. The bylaws as proposed in this amendment better reflect the operations of the corporation and the distribution of the work of our staff. You have before you one revised copy of the bylaws with amendments and one black line copy indicating the specific recommended changes to the existing bylaws. The position of chief operating officer of the corporation has primarily reflected the responsibilities functionally of a chief financial officer. As such, and as is reflected in the black line before you, we're now seeking to restore the position of chief financial officer as had historically been in the bylaws prior to June 2011, in place of the chief operating officer. The amendment also provides for the inclusion of email as an acceptable form of notice to the board members. And subject to your approval of the amendments to the bylaws, we will be presenting a recommendation to appoint the corporation's executive vice president and treasurer, Kathleen Bauman, whose work has reflected the responsibilities of a CFO to the position of executive vice president and chief financial officer. Further, subject to the board's approval of the amendments to the bylaws, Ellen Duffy's title will change from Executive Vice President for Debt Issuance and Finance to Executive Vice President for Capital Markets and Investments to better describe her responsibilities with regard to financing debt and the investment of the corporation's funds and to reflect the full breadth of her work at HDC. I'm now happy to answer any questions regarding the proposed amendments to the corporation's bylaws.
Do we have any questions from the board about these amendments? If not, I went through them yesterday and feel it's the next and best important step for this organization in terms of how we're structured and the roles and responsibilities of different officers. So hearing no questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve the amendment to the bylaws as presented by President Enderlin. Do I have a motion? Thank you. Thank you. All in favor? Do I have a second? Sorry. Okay. Noted. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. We move on to item number 6 on our agenda, which is the appointment of the chief financial officer. And I turn it back to Eric Enderlin.
Thank you, Commissioner. Now that we have approved the creation of a chief financial officer position or recreated that position, I'm pleased to recommend for your approval the appointment of Kathleen Bauman as chief financial officer of the corporation. As you know, many of you know, Ms. Bauman has a long tenure with the corporation, serving as executive vice president since 2021, senior vice president since 2012, and treasurer since 2009. Prior to such appointments, Ms. Bauman held numerous positions within the corporation since joining as an accountant in 1988, including Deputy Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Internal Audit. Ms. Bauman demonstrates exceptional technical expertise and steadfast leadership to those she supervises directly and honestly for the whole of the organization. As I mentioned earlier, Ms. Bauman performs the responsibilities of a Chief Financial Officer in her current role. She's not only extremely qualified for this position, but also has a proven track record of prudent oversight of the corporation's finances. Given this, Ms. Bauman's appointment to Chief Financial Officer of the corporation is warranted and strongly recommended. There are no changes to the terms of her employment. With that, are there any questions?
Any questions, board members? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the appointment of Kathy Bauman as Chief Financial Officer for HDC.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you for the second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Please speak up now. Hearing no opposition, the motion carries, and let me just offer a word of congratulations and gratitude to Kathy. Many years of service to this organization and to the city of New York.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It is a long time, 88 years.
1988.
I started when I was 5.
Congratulations, Kathy. We now move to the appointment of Senior Vice President for Capital Markets. And again, we will hear from President Enderlin.
Thank you. And let me just say, these are the kind of appointments I can't wait to do these in person again, to be honest. These are folks who are just incredibly great people. And we see each other in person, but these, to be able to celebrate people and their work and their experience in person at a time of a much deserved promotion. So Kathy, thank you for everything over the years as well, and congratulations. And with that, I move on. Commissioner, thank you very much. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the appointment of Tinru Lin as Senior Vice President for Capital Markets of the corporation. Ms. Lin has served the corporation for over a decade and demonstrates strong financial acumen, exceptional problem-solving skills, and a comprehensive understanding of corporation mechanics and programs. Ms. Lin first joined the corporation as an analyst in 2009, prior to the creation of the Capital Markets Department. She quickly distinguished herself by taking initiative to learn all aspects of corporation operations. As Ms. Lin took on more responsibility and developed bond structuring skills under Ellen Duffy and Rich Froelich's mentorship, she was promoted over time to Assistant Vice President, and Director of Capital Markets. Ms. Lin's expansive curiosity, sharp intellect, and dedication to HDC have made her a deeply respected and heavily relied on member of the corporation. Ms. Lin has been serving in the capacity of acting Senior Vice President since July 19th, 2022. I'm formally recommending that she be appointed Senior Vice President. And I have to say, Tinru has been essential to me and my learning and my experience here over the years. We've had a standing meeting and a standing lunch, and the ability of her to take complex material and explain it and put examples to it and model things out and lead us through things is just absolutely extraordinary. So, thank you, Tinru. Before we move to a vote, are there any questions?
Okay, hearing no questions. Thank you, President Enderlin. Hearing no questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve the appointment of Tinru Lin as the Senior Vice President for Capital Markets for HDC. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any opposed? All in favor?
Aye.
Please say aye. The motion carries. Congratulations, Tinru Lin.
Thank you, Commissioner Eric, and everyone for the support and the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, and congratulations again. We move now to the appointment of Senior Vice President for Development. And for that, we return to President Enderlin.
Thank you, Chair. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the appointment of Lauren Connors as Senior Vice President for Development of the corporation. Ms. Connors brings extensive experience and great knowledge of New York City's affordable housing and community development industry to the corporation. Ms. Connors joins us from the New York City Housing Preservation and the New York City Housing Preservation Development, HPD, where she most recently held the position of Assistant Commissioner at the Division of Multifamily New Construction Finance. Prior to joining HPD in 2016, Ms. Connors was a real estate associate at Douglas Elliman and an investment banking analyst with a foreign exchange group at SunTrust Bank. Ms. Connors has been acting Senior Vice President for Development since September 12th, 2022. I'm formally recommending that she be appointed Senior Vice President for Development. And let me also say, Commissioner, thank you for this Lauren's departure from HPD at a tricky time for both agencies. And we're really happy to have her skill coming over to HDC and all that she brings from HPD as well. So thank you for that. Before we move to a vote, however, are there any questions?
Hearing no questions, thank you, President Enderlin. And let me just say that Lauren is missed here, but we're glad she's still part of our team as partners in the work that we do together to produce affordable housing. Our loss was your immediate gain, but our collective gain because she stayed with us and we appreciate the work she's done over the years. I'll entertain a motion to approve the appointment of Lauren Connors as Senior Vice President for Development. Do I have a motion?
Moved.
Thank you. Second, appreciate that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Speak up now. Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Congratulations, Lauren Connors. Senior Vice President for Development, and welcome aboard.
Thanks, Commissioner and President Enderlin. I'm really, really happy to join.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Congratulations.
I'm definitely excited to have you as well. I think it's a good addition to the senior and executive team. It's a good addition to the development team. So we're happy to have you.
Thank you, Ruth. Well said. Thank you. pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. I now call on Ruth Moreira for the approval of mortgage loans.
Thank you, Commissioner, and good morning, everyone. I am pleased to recommend that the members authorize the corporation to use unrestricted reserves and or the available funds in the open resolution to finance one senior taxable mortgage loan for the Southern and Willis development and one subordinate taxable mortgage loan to fund the rehabilitation for the Kent Village development in the aggregate amount not to exceed $28,995,000. The proceeds of the loan for the Southern and Willis development, a 76-unit rental property, will be used to fund the moderate rehabilitation of the project and to reimburse the borrower for payments made to purchase the low-income housing tax credit investor's ownership interest. The corporation currently owns a 100% participation in the subordinate financing for the development, which was originated by HPD and is now expected to be extended and modified as part of the new financing. The proceeds of the subordinate loan for the Kent Village development, a 534-unit Mitchell Lama rental, will fund the purchase of a minority non-managing ownership stake by a new investor, accompanied by a new scope of work. The primary risks associated with each loan is a payment default by the borrower and the borrower's inability to complete the rehabilitation. The corporation staff believes that the risks are mitigated by strict underwriting, each borrower's financial strength and experience, and the corporation's ongoing asset management and monitoring of the developments, including the ongoing monitoring of the development during the rehabilitation period. Please see attachments 1 and 2 for a more detailed description of each development. In addition, more information concerning the risks and mitigating factors is included in your memorandum. Are there any questions?
Yes, Ruth, are there any financial institutions involved, banks and the like on this? Because my copy of this did not disclose the names. What are they?
No, there are no financing institutions. HDC is the senior lender on this and providing all of the.
I just had to make a disclosure involved. Thank you.
Okay. If there are any other questions? If there are no other questions, the members are requested to authorize the financing of one taxable senior mortgage loan and one taxable subordinate mortgage loan in an aggregate amount not to exceed $28,995,000 for the Kent Village and Southern Willis developments, and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and other documents necessary to accomplish such financings.
Thank you, Ruth. I'll entertain a motion now to approve the making of mortgage loans and other actions described in the memo before you and in Ruth's presentation. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. A second, please.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any, is there any opposition to this? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Thank you. We now move to the approval of a declaration of intent resolution. This has to do with Innovative Urban Village Phase 1B at 12074 Flatlands Avenue. That's how long Flatlands is, that it goes into the thousands in Brooklyn, New York. The chair now will recognize Ruth Moreira again.
Thank you. As you know, declaration of intent resolutions are solely for tax code purposes, allowing any expenditures incurred by a project's developer within 60 days prior to the date the resolution is passed to be eligible for tax-exempt bond financing. Before HDC were actually to finance a project, the specifics of the transaction would be presented to the members for review and approval. Please refer to the memorandum before you entitled Resolution of Declaration of Intent, Innovative Urban Village Phase 1B at 12074 Flatlands Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. The proposed development will consist of the new construction of two buildings containing a total of 454 residential low-income rental units to be located in East New York in Brooklyn, using approximately $184,955,000 in tax-exempt bonds. The project is to be developed by a single-purpose entity to be formed and controlled by the Gotham Organization, Monotonic Development, and the Christian Cultural Center, Inc. The members are asked to approve the resolution at this time.
Thank you, Ruth. Are there any questions related to this presentation? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the Declaration of Intent resolution for Innovative Urban Village Phase 1B, again located at 12074 Flatlands Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, this motion carries. This time, I'd like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion to approve, to ratify? Thank you. Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, this motion carries. And finally, we move to any other business, anything that any of the board members wants to raise.
If I may, let me just raise a question, and it's only a question at this stage. There has been, in your home borough, Mr. Chairman, and mine, a number of questions coming up as to whether or not it would be possible to redefine and more particularize what is affordable housing in this sense. What's affordable in Riverdale is not affordable in the South Bronx. And what's affordable in Riverdale is not affordable in parts of Brooklyn and Queens. And while we use percentages of the AIM, it doesn't really have a standard factor that people in the communities can grab. And so the question is that something we ought to be thinking about for the city as a whole? Because it has an impact. People think that we do a lot less than we really do because they don't understand who's benefiting.
Mm-hmm. That's a very important question that the agency that I'm commissioner of is hearing from the communities around the city, as you suggest, and that the context has to be, or the lens has to be narrower to speak to the needs of particular communities. I also think, generally speaking, that we have a problem communicating clearly what the aim of the work we do is, right? That we can do a better job. But it's a good question that I think both on the government agency side as well as on the corporation side, we need to tackle. I know that Eric and I, the president, we spend a lot of time with our teams talking about these issues and working to refine our message to educate the public and the elected officials about what affordable housing is. You'd be surprised, or maybe not.
I would.
The lack of understanding, even in the elected community, of how this is paid for, who it's intended for. But it's an ongoing important discussion that we need to continue to tackle. Anybody
thank
else?
Thank you very much.
Certainly. Thank you, Chuck. Anyone else want to chime in on anything or on that?
Okay. Commissioner, I'll just add to that and Chuck, everything the commissioner said, and it is something we struggle with, and it's something that the city has been talking about more for all the reasons that you raised. The only other thing, it's tough because, as you point out, you talk about AMI, you say what that number is, people don't relate to it because their income isn't anywhere near that. And even when you say it's 80% of that or 50% of that, and it's a problem because it's really just an index. It's like talking, when you drive, it's like talking about whether you're going miles per hour or kilometers per hour. You can, or whether you tell the temperature in Fahrenheit or Celsius or whatever, it's just an index. And we can always buy the affordability down to a lower level, meaning we can subsidize it down to a lower level. But as the commissioner just said, our ability to communicate that and how we communicate it and how we make it real in people's lives, you know, it's probably better if we just talk about rent sometimes, right? What is the actual rent? Not, you know, so that's what I would add to what the commissioner already said. But it's
an important. I'm sorry. My sole purpose in raising this is to make it clear I'm getting awfully tired of every single meeting of a community board having to go through explaining why it doesn't take $110,000 in income to build this kind of thing or that kind of thing. It's something that people don't understand. And Adolfo is more, the commissioner is completely right in saying our elected officials know even less.
Sadly. So we have work to do. We're working with the speaker to educate the new class of council members, because we probably had the biggest turnover that we've had in decades, probably since the dissolution of the Board of Estimate and the expansion of the city council, where we obviously had, you know, from 35 to 51 members. That was a huge jump. But since then, the kind of turnover that we just saw, we haven't seen. And this new class, many of them, you know, hadn't had the kind of experience, whether it was at the community board level, as housers, developers, business people, many of them were not. And so we're working. We do a lot of 101s and sit downs with council members to walk them through the projects and especially the financing. And I can give you examples. But one proposed development in Harlem was recently killed, and may ultimately come back, because now the council member understands it a bit better, which is good. I think it's good, and had an opportunity to digest it. But we've got a lot of work to do, working in partnership with our member, with our city legislature. They are our partners, by the way, and they are a very important partner in this exercise. So we want them to fully understand and grasp the business of affordable housing, which is a multi-billion dollar business in New York City. Well, thank you. There being no other business, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn. Do I have a motion?
So.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
All in favor for closure, say aye. Anybody want to continue this meeting and be in opposition of a closure? If not, the motion carries, and this meeting of the HDC board is adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.